We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joe, I want to start with you. Obviously, we spoke with you the day that this man in his 50s from Niagara Falls went into the river. It was obviously a very tense situation, but this is something that you guys train for, I presume, multiple times a year, just like state parks police. But really, how often are you guys in that river going through all the training for this?
And what goes into it?
Right? Well, you know, we do conduct drills, multi-company drills throughout the year. We do a lot of ice rescue drills. That's more of what we're catering to here. Parks police have traditionally been the swift water rescue team, but we've started to incorporate into the swift water as well. So we've been training with the Parks Police off and on for a few years, and every opportunity we get, we'd like to go in, depending on the weather, and of course the tourist season is also a consideration for that.
Well, especially on a day like Thursday, when the water is moving swiftly, you have Parks Police there, and obviously we've been talking with Clyde Doty throughout that entire process, but for all the training that you've done, you were able to successfully rescue a man who is still alive at the time that you and I are talking. You guys did your job, you did it well, and you guys got to be really proud of yourselves.
I'm very proud of all the firefighters and the officers that acted yesterday. They acted from the training that they've received. They acted without flaw and without thought. I mean, it was second nature to them, and that's what we wanted to see. That's why we train like we do. This training the actions that we took yesterday are the same type of training that we take to rappel in the gorge. It's all ropes and hardware and pick-off points and setup. Whether it's in the water or in the gorge, the structure is the same as far as putting the pieces of the puzzle together. And that's what the guys did yesterday. Whether they were going down into the gorge or into the water, it was the same parts were there. And it was the fluidness of putting everything together and working as a team is what made it happen. And also, all the agencies that were there yesterday worked so well together. It was just like the book says it should work, and I was very, very proud to see that.
You know, this Niagara Falls, everything kind of gets what's the word I'm looking for? Kind of exponentially grander because, you know, it's one of the greatest wonders of the world, and it just happens to be in our backyard here in Niagara Falls. But that comes with almost a price, though, because for whatever reason, people end up in the water, whether they're in it intentionally or not. I guess, how often are you guys having to rescue people from in there, and what type of things are being done to, I guess, prevent people from trying to get into that water?
We don't so much have people in that area of the water as common as we do in the gorge. The gorge, we've been in there 12 times this year, since around March. The water rescue part of it, that's very sporadic, that's very uncommon. But we have to train to do, we're ready to do it, and we showed yesterday that we were ready, you know.
Yeah, and when you guys have, I mean, people in the gorge, like you said, 12 times that you guys have had to rescue somebody from in there, I imagine, you know, it's got to be mentally draining for a lot of these firefighters, especially when somebody is in possibly the darkest time of their life or whatever happened. I mean, this is always a serious thing. What does it take mentally out of the firefighters here?
Yesterday was a very difficult day for the firefighters. You had a guy in the water that we found very difficult to get to. Our first attempt to get to them didn't work out as planned, so we had to regroup and go again. All these guys knew that we had somebody in the water that we had to get to, and that...
Is that it, or is there...
No. Okay. There'll be something.
I mean, we'll get to it. I'm just,
if you keep talking, I'll interject.
Okay. Yeah, at any point, feel free.
Good.
Okay.
Okay.
So, like I said, the firefighters, you know, they knew they had a guy in the water, that time was of the essence. We knew that he was there from the time that we got called. We didn't know how long he was there before we got called. Nobody saw him go in. Nobody saw him go down the river. All they did was see him there. So this all plays in our mind, and we got to make the right choices as quick as we can to get out there to get them. And you know, you got to do it without hesitation and without flaw. We have to tie our knots. We have to rig our ropes to make sure that we're safe. Because if we go out there and we're not safe, we're not helping this guy. It all happened so fast, but the guys handled it very well.
And I imagine there's extra pressure for you guys, too, because of the public spectacle, because there are tourists at Niagara Falls that end up calling things in, right?
Well, you know, and so we were previously talking about the stresses, too. What you have to remember, of the 16 personnel we had there on that scene, not including Chief Padula, four of us have been on previous rescues, and we were officers. The firefighters are young, strong, new guys, and they haven't done this before. We've trained for it, but many of them haven't done rescues before. So this is a lot of pressure. It's their first time. They have the public there. You know, I made reference before, but I always say that we're like trained athletes. We just don't know when the next game is. Well, yesterday was our game, and we went out, and they performed flawlessly, you know. Did everything go exactly the way we wanted? Well, maybe not, but their performance was as to the training, and so I applaud them.
I mean, you know, not to try to make light of this situation, but, I mean, if the Bills win a game 3-0, it's still considered a win. Even though this guy had slipped away from you guys, he was still rescued alive.
Absolutely, and that's, you know what, very happy about that, as you can imagine, how things went. And that was the interagency. I can't say enough about Major Doty. Major Doty has been, previous to that, he was stationed in Niagara Falls to his new station now, because I think he's statewide now. But Major Doty was stationed in Niagara Falls, and we've trained with him previously on many occasions. So he's an old salt when it comes to this. And I was the shift commander yesterday, and I was constantly bouncing things. We were bouncing things back and forth because he has experiences, we have experiences, and we try and work from our experiences in our training. And we perform well.
So how many new guys were on their first rescue yesterday?
Well, off the top of my head, 3, 6, 9. So of the 16, 12.
So for 12
probably
guys.
12 of 16.
So take me, here we are, it's just about 24 hours later, a little over 24 hours since all that happened. And,
right.
You know, they still show up to work the next day. But
they showed up to work.
I guess what do you do to try to get them to decompress from everything that happened?
Well, you take them aside and you have this conversation with them. How you doing? What do you think? And you just see what their mind state is. And you know what? They were excited. They were excited because they saved a life. And it doesn't get better than that.
And obviously, this is something that could help parlay into further experience for if something happens.
Absolutely. And that's how we get our experience, one rescue at a time, one incident at a time.
I guess I know I asked you this already, Joe, but I'd like to ask you also, Sam, how often are you guys training in the water? And, you know, the Niagara River is so huge.
Yeah.
You know, you guys can't just be practicing in just one spot every time.
It's true. And as Chief Padula said, and he was very correct, all the facets of a water rescue are incorporated to all our rope rescues. So we don't have the wetsuits on when we're practicing for a gorge rescue necessarily, but we're constantly practicing on the ropes. We cut holes in the ice at the park that's centrally located in Niagara Falls. We'll cut and do ice water rescue. We'll practice at the falls with the parks police on occasion. So as a whole, we're practicing with the ropes constantly. It's a constant upgrade and a constant practice to upgrade our skill level.
Do you guys deal with the helicopters around here?
Yeah.
Well, yep.
Okay. When we were talking with Doty just a few moments ago, he had said that the helicopters couldn't get in because of the weather situation. And, you know, I looked at where the rescue scene was, and I was like, okay, even if it was a nice day, though, you know, there's a lot of trees right there that can make the rescue pretty difficult. Can you, I guess, talk about the impact that the trees had? And could a rescue have been done on a helicopter there?
I'm glad that we didn't have to find out, but I will tell you a little bit about helicopters. Yesterday, and this goes to, I'm glad you mentioned it, this goes to the interagency cooperation. And so everybody saw what was happening there, but they don't know behind the scenes what was happening. We had State Parks Police, naturally, that was their jurisdiction. We were there assisting, mainly because it's their jurisdiction. So we had those two departments. But we also, I put a call out through our dispatch to the state for their helicopter, and they have a heavy rescue helicopter with a winch that we found out last winter. I had dispatch call out to the Coast Guard. We actually had 4 inbound Coast Guard helicopters yesterday, but different ETAs, one with a 2-hour ETA, 2 with an hour and a half ETA, and the one that made there in 42 minutes. We had one coming from Detroit, 2 coming from Trenton, and that last helicopter that actually made it was flying training for Canadian Coast Guard in Toronto and diverted during training for our benefit to rescue. And just as the point, like everybody said, well, but they were 42 minutes away. But they got there. We were getting the gentleman into the basket to take him out. That's the exact time that we were running out of options. Had that not worked, we probably would have needed that helicopter. So can they probably could have winched a guy down and got in there because it's a heavier type helicopter. I think when they were speaking that nothing was flying, I think they were speaking to the lighter police helicopters, but not the heavy rescue helicopters. Coast Guard operates in all kinds of weather.
Obviously, we had a wide-ranging conversation here about this. I know you guys have some notes. Is there anything else that you want people to know about what you guys do here on a daily basis, or frankly, you know, the rescues in, either in the water or in the gorge?
I think one thing that we didn't touch on yesterday was as soon as we got there and realized what we had, we immediately called the Power Authority and had them lower the water. And they, within 15 to 20 minutes, that water went down significantly. I don't know that our guys would have made it to that guy had they not done that. So I don't want to forget about the Power Authority and the role that they played yesterday.
Absolutely,
that was a huge help.
Thank you. That was really good. And that goes to it's everybody coming together because it takes a lot of coordination and people don't see all that behind the scenes and what's happening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.